Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the first over-the-counter birth control pill is, I guess, going to be on sale in the coming weeks. Dublin-based company Perrigo announced the first orders of their drug called O-Pill. It has been sent to stores nationwide, including CVS and Walgreens. You can even pre-order it. And it's going to be available on O-Pill's website. It is an over-the-counter birth control pill. Anybody could purchase it without a prescription. Now, we had already this approval. The FDA approved it for over-the-counter use last July. It wasn't necessarily available yet. So O-Pill is going to come in a one-month form for $20 or a three-month supply for $50. Online, a six-month supply is going to be $89.99. You take one pill every day at the same time. Now, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have been lobbying for years to make birth control pills over-the-counter and available. Other groups have, including March for Life, have had concerns about it. I'm mixed. I cannot stand it when I hear people using abortion as birth control and they don't have access to birth control. I would rather they have access to birth control than use abortion as a form of birth control. I think many individuals don't understand that an abortion can take a lot more toll on your body as well as your mental health. And so providing birth control to individuals, I think, can help minimize the number of abortions needed for unwanted pregnancies. On the flip side, though, we are dissecting out a doctor's visit. And that doctor visit used to be pretty damn valuable in the olden days. Now people are saying they barely even see their doctor. The doctor doesn't examine them and they just give the prescription. So why not get it over the counter? They got a point. But when somebody is sexually active and wanting birth control, there's a discussion we have. There's an exam. There's an STI screen. See, if somebody, or an STD screen, if somebody wants to be on birth control, there's a good chance they also don't want to use condoms, so they could be able to have sex and not worry about an unwanted pregnancy. Well, then we explain to them, if you're going to stop using condoms, let's screen you for STIs, STDs. Let's make sure, come back again, so we'll screen you again. We talk about consent. We talk about assault. We examine them. Check for breast lumps. Check for ovarian lumps. How are your periods? And there was a report saying cervical cancer cases are rising, especially advanced cervical cancer cases. Well, why is that? Well, we're not doing pap smears anymore. You used to have to get a pap smear when you would come in for birth control. Now, many gynecologists said it's unnecessary. You don't need to do a pap smear every year. But not only was there a pap smear, there was a pelvic exam, there was screening, testing. How's your cholesterol? How's your weight? How are your headaches? How's your bleeding? We have a lot of patients who have fertility issues in their 30s because they were put on birth control early on without somebody figuring out why they had fertility issues. So now they go off the birth control pill and they're like, look, I only have a few months to get pregnant as I'm going to advanced maternal age. And now these doctors have to play catch up trying to figure out why they're having trouble getting pregnant. Why didn't anybody check their thyroid in their 20s? Why didn't anybody look at their hormone status in their 20s? If we know that you might have issues, then maybe we'll stop the birth control a little sooner so we could try to buy us some extra time to help you from a fertility standpoint. So I don't like the fact that we're not including doctors. No, but overall, I think it will help. Now, many people are so excited, but they're going to be disappointed when they get the birth control pill. It's progesterone only. We're not there yet in terms of safety to give you an estrogen-containing birth control, the more common form of birth control, where you have an estrogen-progesterone combination. Estrogen can lead to blood clots. We're not there yet. Progesterone only seems to be a safer route. But many people don't like the progesterone only. They gain weight. They may have acne. They may bleed more. They may have more cramps, or they may love it and not have to, you know, worry about having a period at all. So the progesterone-only pills are a lower-risk form. They thicken the mucus of the cervix, make it difficult for sperm to enter the uterus and fertilize the egg, but they do not prevent ovulation. That's why, you know, some people don't, they prefer the more, you know, old-school birth control that has both the estrogen and the progesterone. But O-pill has been shown to prevent pregnancy 98% of the time. So is anybody teaching everybody that there's a 2% chance you could still get pregnant? Does the box say use condoms? I'm thinking it will. Will this birth control contribute to more weight gain? It could. They don't believe. Some think it's going to be okay. But, you know, understand that if you are obese, that level of progesterone might not work on you. So still talk to your doctor. Just because something's over the counter doesn't mean you skip the doctor completely. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, new polls are saying that both Biden and Trump are too old. Now, we keep hearing about this, and you're going to hear a lot more. This is not going to be a fun year. I mean, at least we made it to March, but we still got, you know, almost 10 months to go, and it's not going to be a fun year. But these new polls are showing that 60% think that both of those candidates, who look like are going to be the ones that are, you know, running for office, and some of us are extremely happy, some of us not, that 60% feel neither of them have the mental capability to be commander-in-chief. 6 in 10 say they are not very or at all confident about President Joe Biden's ability to serve. This is a slight increase from January 2022. By the same token, nearly 6 in 10 say they lack confidence in the mental capability of former President Donald Trump. For many voters, this year's election looks like a showdown for the world's toughest job between two men that are seasoned in their ages. I am sick and tired of the people bringing up age, age, age. And the reason why the media brings up age is because they don't want to say mental capacity, especially as it pertains to Biden. I can't, as a doctor, diagnose him over the phone. Do I think there have been cognitive changes? Yes. Have I seen some things that have been signs of cognitive deficit with him forgetting things? Absolutely. But in the media, you don't want to necessarily diagnose. You don't want to get in trouble for slander, libel, and all the other things that could come with it. So what can they talk about and not get in trouble? Age. They could say Biden being 81 is too old. Well, when they say that, then people say, well, Trump is 77, then he's too old. And I thought we weren't discriminating on age. I thought we're not being ageist. I thought we're not being discriminatory at all. I thought right now what society wants to do is do away with any labels. You're not fat. You're not skinny. You're not female. You're not male. You're not old. And you're not young. Well, apparently, everyone's making an exception for saying old. 38% of U.S. adults approve of how Biden is handling his job as president. 61% disapprove. It makes you wonder about the 38%. What is it that they like? 74% of Democrats are much more likelier than independents and Republicans to favor his performance. There were 6% Republicans that favored Biden's performance. But many people are concerned about his handling of the economy, immigration, foreign policy. Is it age? Is it really his age? Or is it that he's not in charge? That he should have retired years ago. 4 in 10 Americans, according to Daily Mail, approve of the way Biden is handling each of these issues. Healthcare, climate change, abortion policy, and the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. But people are less satisfied as it comes to immigration, the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, the economy. And so he is going to have his State of the Union address, I believe, soon. And I, you know, for me, he should have helped to get those hostages out day one. When Hamas attacked Israel, murdered, killed, raped, pillaged, plundered, and took hostages, the immediate response is America, the UN, all hands on deck to get the hostages back. Here we are months into it, and they're asking Israel to stop and cease fire. Get the hostages out. Get the that should be everybody's goal. Just get the hostages out. And so it'll be interesting to see what he says about that. But we really have to have a discussion on age. When the special counsel report said they did not recommend criminal prosecution of Biden for mishandling his records because his memory was, quote, hazy, fuzzy, faulty, poor, and had significant limitations. They just opened up one, you know, a lot of, they basically reiterated what many people have been saying about Biden, but two, it just opened up a whole slew of discrimination for older individuals. Isn't Nancy Pelosi in her 80s? I don't think she's liking the discussion that she's quote unquote old. You know, age plays a factor. I just finished watching The Crown, and the Queen, she served until the day she died, well into her 90s. Now, I don't know how much she did from her 80s to 90s, but she still had her wits about her, and she appeared to be still, you know, very cognitively fresh and spry. And so we need to be really, really careful trying to kitten glove what's going on with Biden, and but to play it safe, then hurting any senior citizen or any person who is seasoned in their age from holding jobs, from holding offices. We have, in the last 3 years, become so anti-age as society. I don't like that. That worries me, especially since I'm becoming older. I mean, I've seen some young whippersnappers, really, you know, spry, perky individuals. Doesn't mean they could run a country. Are they going to be respected? Now, we've had young presidents. JFK was respected. Bill Clinton. George Bush Jr. I mean, we've had younger presidents, per se. But I'm already seeing this sort of age discrimination. I've seen job applications where they might not necessarily be able to ask your age, but they ask for years of experience. Or when did you go to school? When did you graduate? So there are ways that these companies can find your age. And if they see that you've had 25 plus years experience, they know you're at least middle age, if not older. If you say 2 years experience, you're not experienced enough. Maybe they're looking for 10. But now, anybody could get your age. My age is all over Google. You can our age, our private information has been hacked so many times. I don't want to lie about my age. I'm proud that I'm middle-aged. But if I want to get a job later, is it going to hurt me? Probably. Probably. You know, age used to be an issue in the factories and other things because they thought that if you didn't have the physical stamina, you'd work less than your younger counterparts. Then age actually helped when they found that people were getting sued. There was poor work ethic. And they're like, you know what? I kind of like the middle age or the seniors. They have good work ethic. They show up to work. My mom is 79. And she doesn't call out sick. She works. She even tries to work on the weekend. She's like me. I'm always working. I get that from her. Well, fabulous work ethic. Also, some employers liked it because they didn't have to then pay for maternity leave. They won't have to pay for paternity leave if you're already done with your child raising. They don't have to give you time and extra space to pump breast milk. And so there was a time where older individuals were kind of sought after. But now, it's turning again. And, you know, I don't know where I always thought growing up when I was younger that there is going to be a age limit, an expiration date, and that at some point they're not going to want me if I'm a grandma. There's a lot of grandmas that look pretty spry and young and still actively working. I mean, we're fighting age pretty well. We're dyeing our hair. Look at Edith Bunker. Edith Bunker on All in the Family. You know, to me, she looks like somebody now who'd be 60, 70 years old, but she was only in her 40s. She's younger than I am now. Was it Wilfred Brimley, the one from Cocoon, was in his 40s, I think, when he did that movie? So we really need to watch when people are talking about old, 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 because it's really hurting a lot of us. And for those of us that aren't quote-unquote old, but middle-age, it's going to come for us, too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Waste the night away. Live your life and stay young on the floor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris in Selma, Alabama, marking the 59th anniversary of the milestone of the civil rights movement, Bloody Sunday. She also addressed the war in Gaza, calling for both sides to allow humanitarian aid in and for a ceasefire so hostages can be released. Three passengers that were on the Alaska Airlines plane that had to make an emergency landing after a door plug blew off mid-flight are suing the airline and Boeing for $1 billion, claiming that it was negligence that caused that incident. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley winning the Republican presidential primary in Washington, D.C. This is Haley's first win of the primaries. Haley, the first woman to win a GOP presidential primary. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a little mixed on this, all right? You remember that, I think it was last month, an Alaskan Airlines flight was disrupted because a door panel blew out mid-air. Thank God everybody lived. All 174 passengers lived, six crew members, and wow. They're being sued, though, Boeing. It was Boeing's plane, and they're being sued for $1 billion now because of negligence and for allegedly having ignored warning signs that could have prevented the January 5th incident. Yes, January. Sorry, not last month, January. The pilots made an emergency landing, and again, kudos to the pilots, to the crew, to the other passengers for keeping their cool. I mean, wow. I mean, a lot of positives happened that should be commended But Boeing is getting sued. $1 billion. According to the lawsuit, a release announcing the suit says, quote, and according to NBC News, quote, this experience jeopardized the lives of 174 passengers and six crew members that were on board. For those reasons, the lawsuit seeks substantial punitive damages for what was a preventable incident. So they seek damages on behalf of the other passengers who may have flown on that Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft or other ones who were subsequently grounded by the FAA. They said the suit is not related to another class action lawsuit that has been filed in the wake of the incident. Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes flown by Alaska and United have resumed regular service. Both carriers have indicated they are reconsidering whether to place additional orders with Boeing for additional MAX aircraft, including the successor line, the MAX 10. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board continue to investigate Boeing over the January blowout incident. Boeing did not provide comment to NBC. Alaska Airlines says it does not comment on pending litigation. But, wow. And I think more lawsuits are coming. But this lawsuit was, so this is one of two now. And, you know, these three passengers are the ones that are heading this suit. This suit was filed February 20th in Oregon. And shareholders are also suing them for safety lapses. Alaska Airlines also faces two lawsuits from flight passengers. Attorney Jonathan Johnson said the Oregon suit seeks to hold Boeing accountable for its negligence, which had caused extreme panic, fear, and post-traumatic stress. So I'm mixed on this. The National Transportation Safety Board found that the bolts in the aircraft were missing due to a manufacturing error. So the FAA had to ground all Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspection. I'm wondering, should the National Transportation Safety Board have been on top of that a little bit earlier? Now, I mean, thank God there was no incident. And we really need to credit the crew, the staff. And I find it amazing that the plane was still able to fly. I mean, we got to give credit where credit's due. But yes, this was a mess. An absolute mess. Door bolts in aircraft were missing. Poor quality control. Poor manufacturing processes. Who's supposed to be doing the inspections? Who's overseeing it? The FAA panel reports that the safety culture at Boeing was inadequate and confusing. Now, I don't like these quote-unquote hunts, you know, where everybody's going to go after, let's grab your knives and pitchforks type of thing. I don't like to see, like what happened with every pharmaceutical company and pharmacy getting sued over the fentanyl crisis, where fentanyl deaths are still rising and we got drug cartels bringing the drugs over or shipping it in from China. I think we need to make sure appropriate blame is placed on the right people. But on the flip side, if Boeing really had, I mean, Boeing is the leader in airplanes. If they had no oversight, if they had no quality control, quality assurance, if they really did, I think there's been allegations where people trying to bring up safety would get in trouble or get canned. Like that Titan submersible with the Titanic. Didn't somebody get fired from the company who said they didn't think it was safe? Then that is a problem. And yes, there should be liability. And I know that's got to be tricky. I mean, if I was on that plane, I'd be like, okay, thank God, thank God, thank God. I'm amazed we made it. All crew, all staff, thank you for landing the plane. I get a little nervous, finding fault with somebody that helped save our lives. But on the flip side, I don't think it's the crew, and I don't think it's the pilots getting sued, it's the company. And that was a mess. I have seen restaurants, I've seen medicine, I've seen things done so half-assed these days. I don't know if it's because people are high. Are they always stoned on marijuana? Is it that they're underwork or overworked? They're stressed? Is it that nobody's watching? Is it that nobody could get fired these days? That we have so much, you know, demand for workers that we just let stuff slide. Is it that if you fire somebody, you could be sued because they could claim you're firing them for discrimination, that we just keep people on? I don't know. But you would think an airline and you would think an airplane manufacturer would have the work ethic to make sure that every single bolt was in place like it was supposed to. Or you test the aircraft. Every time you make a plane, bring it up into the sky. Test it. See what it could do. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, I felt safe. I was on a 737. I don't know which MAX it was. If it was a MAX, I brought my own wrench. You can't bring a large wrench, but I brought a small wrench just in case I needed to bolt anything myself. You know, but yeah. Now, speaking of layoffs, they say that California, New York, and Washington are gearing up for a high number of layoffs. There's going to be a wide range of sectors from tech giants to hospitality to healthcare. 25,000 employees in these states are expected to be laid off in the next few months. According to Pantheon Macroeconomics Chief Economist Ian Shepherdson, this could be the start. They said on the firing side of the payroll equation, the message coming from employers and employees is consistent. More layoffs are coming. State WARN notices of imminent plant closures and mass layoffs are increasing. The Challenger measure of job cut announcements. Google searches for claim benefits have risen sharply. And WARN Tracker is a website that tracks upcoming layoffs based on WARN notices, which are legal documents filed by companies when they anticipate workforce reductions. So that has some validity. 25,210, they're already clocking it to be. The Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act is called the WARN Act. It's a federal law enacted in 1988 and mandates that employers notify employees and government officials 60 days in advance of mass layoffs or plant closures. The WARN Act mandates specific thresholds for issuing WARN notices based on employee count location. They encompass plant closes, mass layoffs. And so if there's at least 50 full-time employees within 30 days at a single site, that is considered, I guess, you know, yeah, versus a 500 or more full-time employee, whatever. But honestly, I hope it's none of you guys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't work 4 days a week. I work 7 days a week. This weekend, I saw about 70-some patients. It was busy. And even though we kind of did a little staycation and we kind of did our own thing and I had a poker charity tournament to do, I still worked all weekend. I do my show. I see patients. I could not imagine having a 5-day work week, let alone a 4-day work week. Well, remember I told you that there was some studies being done on how the 4-day work week worked out, especially a 4-day work week where people were paid for 5 days and only had to come in for four. Well, we got the data now. ABC News is reporting the productivity that happened out of a study that came out of the UK. And 1 year after 61 UK companies tried to do the 4-day week pilot study, 89% kept the 4-day work week. 11% didn't. It's kind of a lot, though. They said there was more efficiency, there were happier employees, and low turnover rates. The 2022 study conducted by the think tank Autonomy, alongside the 4-day week campaign and 4-day week global, began as a 6-month trial that extended to the 1-year mark, and in some cases have been made permanent. Now, this is in the UK. Forgoing the standard 5-day, 40-hour work week model, the organizations agreed to complete 100% of the usual workload and 80% of the time worked, shortening the work week to 32 hours, no reduction of pay. So 4 days of 8-hour days. After 1 year, 51% of the companies decided to implement the 4-day work week permanently. 89% have decided to continue this at least until December. In a follow-up survey with the participating companies, managers, and CEOs, 100% reported that the 4-day work week had a positive or very positive impact on their organization. When researchers asked what the 4-day structure had changed, 82% of surveyed companies reported positive impacts on staff well-being, 50% saw positive effects on reducing staff turnover. So 50% said it did, 50% said it didn't. 32% said the policy had noticed improvement in their recruitment. Oh, well, yeah, you're going to pay me for an if I get to take 1 day off a week and work somewhere else and get double pay, yeah, I'd work at that company. Now, in a separate follow-up survey with staff members, the benefits were felt both in and out of the office. They said improvements in physical and mental health, work-life balance, general life satisfaction, as well as reductions in burnout. So looking to the future, the recent poll commissioned by the UK 4-day week campaign found that 58% of the public expects the 4-day work week to be their standard way of working by 2030. Internationally, the study notes that the 4-day work week has become a key demand in some trade union negotiations in U.S., Germany, and Italy. 4-day work week. Spain, Iceland, South Africa are among nations that have implemented it. In November 2023, Belgium imposed a law that requires employers to offer full-time workers the right to request a 4-day work week. Wow. I mean, so here's the thing. As a doctor, I think it was ridiculous that people had to work 100-hour weeks. I mean, I did. You know, doing 36-hour shifts back-to-back at the hospital. You need home life. I don't even remember my first year of residency because I never slept. You have to have limitations on work hours. Where I have a problem is if the employer has to pay full price for less hours. You know, if you're working 5 days, you get paid for 5 days. If you're working 4 days, then you should only get paid for the 4 days. How do you force an employer to pay people for not being there on Friday? What if you have a 7-day a week? What if you have to staff the hospital? Do you have enough people to allow more people to have that extra day off? Many people at fast food restaurants, they're open 7 days a week. Are we going to now start closing restaurants down? Isn't Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday? And now in New York, they're trying to mandate that if they are along the train, certain travel hubs, they have to be open even on their religious day off. So I'm just a little concerned about the forcing. If you have employees that only want to work 20 hours or 25 hours, that's fine. Don't fire them. But to pay them for the full now, that's, you're really starting to ask too much. In California, a lawmaker reintroduces 32-hour work week act to Congress. That would set the standard work week to 32 hours. So another issue I have with that is if Fridays, the argument everybody has is, well, Fridays are kind of a dead day. Most people don't want to work on Fridays. I still work on Fridays. I do my show. I see patients. Friday's a busy day. A very busy day. So the hospitals can't close down on Fridays. But a lot of corporate offices, Fridays are already, well, it's a Friday. it's the end of the work week. Does that mean Thursday is going to be the end of the work week? We've already been hearing that some places are urging 3.5 days because Thursday afternoon, people are already starting to check out like it's Friday. Well, then when does work get done? I mean, we just had a Boeing plane blow a door panel midair because somebody wasn't doing their job. Why aren't we talking about how to make sure people are doing their job? And I'm not sure what type of jobs these are. I mean, I'm seeing that a lot of classes are canceled on Fridays. Are people still learning the material? Now, I do like the, if you gave me a choice, rather than spreading something out the whole week, we're going to condense it. I'm for that. I mean, if you're getting all the work done and everything you need to get done, but when you're trying to staff a hospital or a pharmacy or another company, you know, if you notice, you really aren't seeing this with pharmacies and hospitals, and these people need all hands on deck. Working remote, you're giving people guidelines to get this stuff done. I've worked in companies, though, where I'm amazed at the hours they waste. I'm like, you know how much you could be doing in that one day? And so, yeah, if you work for a company where they really don't have a lot of benchmarks of things that need to get done, you could do it. But if you need customer service, you need staff 7 days a week, and you have people saying, sorry, I'm out Thursday afternoon, who covers the weekends? And then, you know, so I don't know. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want to work a 4-day work week, you want to work a 3-day work week, all the power to you. You got family, you got, but just don't expect a boss to pay full time. That's a lot of money. And, you know, I don't want to accuse remote workers of working two jobs at home, but that was a concern why many people did not want to go back to the office. They were able to work multiple jobs at home. I don't blame you. That's a lot of money. Why not? If you're doing the job, if you're doing everything they want you to, but then don't get mad at them if they're saying, all right, time to come back to the office. We need to see that you're working on our job, that you're not sleeping in. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I just foresee that if that moves to America, there's going to be more job loss. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com.
That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.